Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Today's a good day to watch us on Facebook and YouTube because I'm looking extra fine today. Like extra fine. You know, just extra on top of the fine that I'm normally fine. So log on and, you know, get a good look. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Our first hard fact of the day, 559 COVID cases yesterday. It's a big drop from recent numbers. Lagos had only 35. I'm wondering if this is just a blip or if this is a downturn. We're going to find out tomorrow. But still, when you do go out, wear your mask, maintain your distance from people, wash your hands and sanitize your hands as frequently as you can. Second hard fact of the day, vaccinations are ongoing. So go get your first, your second or third dose. I was happy to hear that some primary healthcare centers in River State are already handing out their booster shots. That's really fantastic news. I have a great show for you today, starting with the big three. Let's talk about the House of Reps proposing to outlaw cultural practices that harm widows. Then let's talk about more accusations against the police FCID team at Alangwon Close. And then let's talk about Nigerians traveling for the holidays. The Punch is reporting that on some routes, the numbers this year are lower than normal. Today's Wednesday, which means we'll bring you the glass ceiling. On the glass ceiling, let's talk about the most important gender-related stories and conversations that we had on Hard Facts. Our year in review continues. It will also continue on Balogun and Broad. Balogun and Broad is our business segment. So we're going to go to Balogun Street and Broad Street and talk about the biggest business stories of the year. As usual, I have headlines for you, business and sports updates every hour on the hour. But right now, let's get into the big three. Like I said, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
This is the big three.
The big three
on Hard Facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Can the National Assembly protect widows? That's our first question. Will the police probe into FCID Alangwon yield results? And did fewer Nigerians than normal travel for Christmas? Judging by the crowd still in Lagos, I would vote yes. But those are your big three. Lagos, let's get into the stories. The House of Reps is debating legislation to protect widows from cultural practices. That's our first story. They're actually debating amendments to the VAP Act. The VAP Act is the Violence Against Persons Prohibition Act. We had a show about VAP back in October, led by Global Citizens. I don't know if you remember, we had Dakore Ebuson on the show with us. But right now, some lawmakers want to expand VAP to outlaw some practices that are harmful to widows. Here's a list of things they want to add. Number one, forcing a widow to marry a relative of her dead husband. Number two, seizing property from a widow. Number three, forcing a widow to shave her head or wear particular clothes or bathe with water from the corpse or stay locked up in a room with or without the corpse. The bill is about to go into second reading. We've talked about this thing a lot. We've talked a lot, actually, about these widowhood practice here on Hard Facts, usually on the glass ceiling. By the way, immediately after the big three today, stick around for the glass ceiling, where we're going to look at the biggest gender conversations of the year. But back to this VAP Act to protect widows. Do you support it? Do you oppose it? If it passes, do you think the Nigerian state will have the ability and or the will to enforce it, so that widows can be kept safe, especially in remote rural areas where most of these practices actually take place? Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. I'd love to read your thoughts there as well. So go ahead and share them on Nigeria Info 99.3. We've got WhatsApp as as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Gozi
Kwagi.
Good
to have you on the show.
21st January, something happened. They say my mama go use like a worker for a market square when my papa died.
Okay.
4 a.m. I come to ask the village, say, suppose if they cut her head and go, is it not double tragedy? Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
I tell her, I don't go, I can never agree. Yeah, so I carry cotton lads, they follow my mama for back. They say she no go greet anybody. Only her worker. 4 a.m. a woman, where lost her husband? So worker for something like Osho to PWD, where our market today. It's an answer, and I say, I say, follow her. I didn't know that they follow her. So I support with my life this is where National Assembly want to for the first time. Yes, I support it with my life. And I tell you, I'm not pretending I'm supporting it. But can it be implemented? Maybe they go spend ya. They go sign them. They're not going to implement them. I think I'm hearing you. Are you hearing me? So they have to implement it and make sure that the law enforce the bill that they're going to sign. Meanwhile, is it not direct primary? What is it not because of money and because of security? Now lie. They want to continue reaching. Oh ha.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. So this amendment will stop in-laws from taking over possession of property belonging to the late husband. Forced marriage between a widow and her deceased husband's brothers will be outlawed as well. Disinheriting a widow from a property jointly owned by her late husband and in-laws. Compelling a widow to express her sorrow of losing a husband by wearing black, white, or any other color of clothes. These are some of the things that they want to outlaw. 99.3, hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name, I'm calling out here from Ijebu.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, Tisandra, compliment of the season.
Same to you, sir.
Yeah. You know what I want to comment on this?
Why?
Where these practices being happened in the remote villages, like this, like some of us here that is in Lagos, you meet a guy, women will meet some guys, they don't know their culture. There are some hidden things that when things happen, you will marvel that what will happen. This Lagos marriage, I love you. I'm not against that.
Okay.
But when it happens, you have to go back to village. You will see what will happen to the women. The secret will be open. A lot of books will be open. Some of them will reject ever getting their marriage here in Lagos. And it's happening everywhere. They're proposing the bill. Fine. Nigeria have a lot of laws. Fine. But implementation is the problem. How can they go to the village? Like I come from Anambra, money from Imo or Abia, here in Lagos. When things happen, Sandra, you will see what will happen. A lot of books will open. The lady will never know what she's into until it happens. I pity women. I pity women. Do you know why I'm saying this? I'm a twin, and my twin is a girl. It touches me. I wish Nigeria will not implement it. It's difficult for Nigeria to implement. We have laws in everywhere, but implementation is the problem.
Implementation, that caller is very worried about implementation. All right, let me bring you our second story. We have yet another accusation against FCID Alabon Close. Last week, Tuesday, on The Big Three, I told you how two men have accused the police officers at that station of extorting them out of 22 million naira in Bitcoin while threatening to kill them if they did not comply. I also told you that the police command was setting up a panel to investigate the unit, and they've asked the public for any information or new accusations against them. Well, now there's another one. We're getting reports of another pair of young men who say that these same cops robbed them of 32 million naira in Bitcoin. Peter Tobilola and Yusuf Dayo, they say that they were traveling out of Lagos. They'd made it to Mega Chicken near Aja when the police stopped their car and jumped in. They allegedly beat them up, seized their phones, took them to Alabonklos in Ikoyi. They allegedly forced them to unlock their phones by beating and torturing them. They allegedly beat them into signing confessions that they were Yahoo boys. And then when they found the Bitcoin wallet on their phones, they forced them to transfer it. Now, we've been hearing lots of these reports, right, of police officers allegedly forcing people to hand over Bitcoin to them. This means the police have Bitcoin wallets as well. And there's also a suggestion that some of the government's policies, like the CBN banning banks from serving anyone trading in crypto, have helped create an atmosphere where cryptocurrency is seen as something that is illegal, and crypto users are seen as an easy target for predators and the police or other agencies. I wonder if you agree. Speaking of crypto, that's a subject that we're taking a look at during our business segment at 5 p.m. Balogun and Broad. But I want you to tell me what you think of this probe set up by the police command. Some say that it should be given a chance. After all, we've recently seen how the police actually tried and convicted the officers behind the torture of the Ikoku Four, for example, that happened in Rivers State. But others will point to Akwa Ibom, where the police allegedly just promoted one of the IRT officers who was implicated by the NHRC in an extrajudicial killing. The Nigerian Human Rights Commission, they found that a man named Edward Lira was wrongfully detained by police and died suspiciously in custody. And now the Foundation of Investigative Journalism is reporting that Superintendent Samuel Martins, who was named in the case, has now been promoted to Chief Superintendent in a mass promotion exercise. So the question becomes, in light of these two very different outcomes, do you believe that there will be justice in the FCID Alabon investigation? 01465-7190-0700-993-993-993. It's 3:17 at the moment. If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Chinyar.
Chinyar, good to have you on the show.
Okay. My sister, that particular, I am talking about the Senate, about women.
The widows,
operation.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Yes, about widows.
Mm.
The matter there is that they should consult very well and before they make the law they are making.
Okay.
They want to make. Because most of the men who marry people, wife, and come to Lagos or go any other part of the country and they leave, they forgot to settle some of the matters which then they say they are the people that are supposed to settle all those matters. And then when those their husband or those men die, is it the wife now that we go and settle the matter that the husband couldn't settle and they leave it and come to Lagos and they enjoy it? There are many things you have to give your wife a grant, give her a foundation in your family. Not when you marry. You marry, you don't care about family, you don't care about anything. And when problem comes, your wife begin to face it because the men who married them did not give them a level ground. And they are putting those matters now on top of the tradition, say tradition, no say.
Can you give me, because you've said very vague things, and I want you to be a bit more specific about what you're talking about, because what you're talking about seems to be very different from what the House of Reps is trying to address here. So could you be a bit more specific?
Okay. Like, let's take it like a man having married, fully married, he have a portion in his father's house. And having brothers who are under him, eating under him, and he is taking care of the mother, the father, other people. Maybe he may be the first son of the family. But when something in the process, instead of that man or that man to give draw a boundary between his own family and the brothers, and tell them categorically where he stands. And he will leave that matter like that. And that quarrel will be there.
Yeah, but that's what this law is trying to address. This law is saying that whatever the man owns, it belongs to his wife. So he doesn't need to address anything with the siblings. It's automatically assumed that whatever he owns and he made with his wife belongs to the wife when he dies.
If it is, in a tradition of Igbo land, there are in many families, this matter is settled. Your own portion is your own portion. But when that matter is not settled, when the man did not handle this matter very well, he leave the vacuum. He leave a vacuum that where they can attack his. And another thing is this, that a woman cannot carry the property of the family and go and marry another side. Even in the Bible, Numbers, it is in the Numbers that the children of Israel asked Moses, there are some particular tribe. They did not, their father did not born man.
First of all, Igbo culture is not Bible culture. That's first things first. Are you from Israel? Are you from the Bible? No, you can actually. Your culture is your culture. You can't say religion is your culture. It's either your culture is your culture or your religion is your religion. So which one are you being guided by? Are you being guided by Igbo culture or are you being guided by the culture of farmers and hunters in a desert thousands of years ago?
I am making reference to you, because it started, I am a Christian, mm-hmm. and most of a large percentage of people are Christians.
Okay, well,
adhere to that particular prediction.
Unfortunately, for a lot of Igbo people, Nigerian laws are secular laws, not religious laws. And that's why they are having a conversation about amending the VAP Act to protect women when their husbands die, so that people will not say, oh, because the property is the family property, you cannot take it to another person's. I'm sorry, if the property has been shared and that part has been given to the husband and the husband dies and it now belongs to the wife, it's now her property. It's no longer Yupo's family property. She can decide to sell it back to you people. She can decide to will it to her children. She can decide to do whatever she wants with it. It's her property now. No be so.
That is, if the husband has already settled the ground.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. Okay. Let's take a few more thoughts before we have to take a break. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, God's Power, Obasuyi from Otta.
Welcome, God's Power.
Yeah, the issue is an interesting one. The House, Senate plan to legislate against torturing of widows upon the death of their husband.
Right.
Actually, those are not supposed to be the national discourse or the issue that should occupy the National Assembly at this point.
Okay, because
those issues are signs and symptoms of poverty and deprivation ravaging the society, the population of Nigeria. National Assembly should legislate bills to prohibit employers not paying their employees at the end of the month.
I think the National Assembly can do multiple things at the same time. So you can say, oh, they should, kudos, they're doing well with that, but they should also add to that, oh, employers, don't owe your employees. If you do owe your employees, these are the things that can be done. And by the way, we do have labor laws that stop your employers from owing you. You could sue your employers from owing you. Laws like that already exist. So talk another one.
Yeah, an employee who is being old, who cannot even take care of his feeding, cannot sue his employer for his wages. There should be an enforceable legislation that makes it a penalty for any employer, and that law should function automatically.
Okay.
The employee doesn't have to fight. Apart from that, there are the issue of Nigeria not having an accurate database of its citizens is one of the things that government officials are using to misgovern Nigeria. The country does not have an accurate data of its citizens.
But we're not talking about the data of Nigeria at the moment. We're talking about a particular part of women's rights. And National Assembly is trying to ensure that women's rights are protected there. Now, if you want to have a different conversation, you can, I don't know, start a podcast and have that one. Yes. But right now, we're discussing women's rights and we're discussing National Assembly's move to help with those rights.
Yes, that discussion is quite good. But where will it lead Nigeria with that law?
It will lead to the empowerment of women. If you have an empowered female population, you have a more... If women are empowered, if women have money, it means that their children can go to school. If their children can go to school, it means they are less likely to be poor. If they are less likely to be poor, it means we could have a more progressive nation. So you see, they are actually trying to solve all these problems that you've listed.
Yes, that is true. Mm-hmm. The population presently as it is presently constituted, Nigerians are desperate. So when they easily prey on easy targets and widows upon the death of their husband without legal instruments protecting them, without institutions, strong institutions protecting them, angry and desperate relatives prey on these helpless and hapless widows.
I'm glad we are finally on the same page. Let's take a look at Facebook, see the comments we've got there. Dear Sandra, the people called Ninth Assembly have a bunch of misplaced priorities with no vision. Instead of planning how to impeach the president, I believe that they can do multiple things at the same time. I do not think that trying to legislate for the rights of women is a misplaced priority. If you have watched your mother or your sister or any female relative go through the things that widows go through when their husbands die, I don't think that you would call what the National Assembly is trying to do with this amendment misplaced priority. But if nobody wear the shoe, you know go pinch you, Abby. All right, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Big Three. The glass ceiling is coming up at 4 o'clock. I promise this is not the glass ceiling. And we still, of course, have one more story to get into after we come back from this break. Don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. The House of Reps is proposing to outlaw cultural practices that harm widows. Then I've brought you more accusations against the police FCID team at Alambon Close. Our third story is about Nigerians traveling for Christmas or not. The Punch has an article suggesting that fewer Nigerians than normal traveled this December. They looked specifically at travel between Port Harcourt and the various southeast states. Now, these routes are usually very busy in December, but the Punch is saying that transporters at the Waterlines Transportation Hub in Port Harcourt complained that numbers were very low this year. Analysts are suggesting that it's due to two factors: higher insecurity and less money. People are poorer. Nigeria is much more unsafe than it used to be. But I want to explore whether this data holds true, you know, in your opinion, because you've been interacting with family and friends, you know, the ones who usually travel and the ones who usually don't. Has there been a change in patterns this year? Or have they done what they usually do? Or maybe your own pattern has changed. I'll also love to hear from those who work in or are plugged into the interstate transportation business. If you're a driver, you own a transport business, you're a conductor, they help fill the motor for park, they work for park. Was there an increase or decrease in regular Christmas travel volumes this time, this year? What would you attribute it to? 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name? Good afternoon.
My name is
Your name is?
Usman Issa.
Usman Issa. Welcome. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah. I would like to talk on two things about the decrease or increase in travel, and also that law that was trying to be passed by the National Assembly.
Okay, go ahead.
About the issue of the transport and the conductor,
okay.
I would like to say a highly decreasing in numbers of travelers.
Decrease or increase?
Decrease.
Okay. What do you think caused it?
I think it's not beyond 2 to 3 factors.
Okay.
One, I think people see a lot these days insecurity, especially those moving from north to east and other part of the country.
Okay.
The issue of banditry, kidnapping, Boko Haram, and other things. And I also observe something, especially those boys, many say Christians, traveling from northeastern part of the country, coming to the north central, west, east, and so on, also being affected by the issue of Boko Haram, banditry. And I think the issue of money also contributed to this a lot. Seriously, Nigerians are facing a great, great fear these days.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. By the way, I've got airtime from one of the listeners to give away. She's giving me instructions about how to give them away. So I will try to give them away. I'm talking about Chinonye now. You know her. She listens all the time, calls all the time. It's a Glow recharge card. So if you don't have a Glow line, don't bother calling. So I will let you know when I'm going to give it away. I don't know yet when I'm going to be giving it away. Just keep listening throughout. That way you'll know. I think it's a 1,000 naira card. She's giving me exam of how to select the winner. I love that girl. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey. I don't know what to say again, Sandra.
What's your name?
I've still not heard anything from Golden Penio. Today is Wednesday. Should I be calling your show every day?
Don't call my show every day. Don't worry. It's going to be sorted out, okay? Apologies about the delay. It's been a holiday, so I'm sure that's attributing to that. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
I'm Mr. Chinedu from Satellite Town.
Welcome, Mr. Chinedu.
Yeah, I want to contribute in respect of the law that's about to be passed by the Senate.
Well, it's going through second reading. It's not about to be passed. But yes, go ahead.
Yeah. The law, I want to ask a question. What about if the man, the husband to be, is the breadwinner of the family?
Okay.
And the siblings of the brother doesn't have any to live on. So does that mean that when the man dies, the woman goes away with everything, leaving the siblings?
Let's ask Lagos. Nothing. Let's ask Lagos. Lagos, what do you think? A man, breadwinner of his family. For me, when I hear breadwinner, I'm thinking that you're the breadwinner of your wife and your children. I'm not thinking that you're the breadwinner of your wife, your children, your brothers, your sisters, everybody else, but that's just me. But Lagos, what do you think? How na see this question? Where that caller ask me? A man who, has a wife, has children, was the breadwinner. When he dies, his siblings are not doing anything. What happens to the money and property he leaves behind? Is that just supposed to go to his wife and his children? You know, what should his jobless siblings do? I don't know. I have what I think they should do. I think they should get jobs. Like, why are you living off one person? Why are you hanging around waiting for your brother to die? Why is that your retirement plan? Why is that your entire goal? Why is that your entire plan in life? But that's just me, you know, maybe I'm harsh. What do you think? 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good morning. Good afternoon. This is Mrs. Adetokunba Okumba on the line.
Good to have you on the show.
You see, what the last caller said is what I want to ask.
Okay,
then when something goes like this, the woman will go away with everything. When it's bad, now the family. Okay, now what of the family, what of the husband will not get anything when he die?
Mm.
So the family cannot help the children of the man.
Mm. Good question. Another angle, don't enter the conversation. Okay, well, Lagos, help me to ask all these questions. They pile on top and on top of each other. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, Sandra, good afternoon.
What's your name, sir? Welcome, go ahead.
I said I must call today. This particular show, I must call.
Okay.
Sandra, how can... your first story now. Imagine what you were... imagine before. How can women not be inheriting? Is that not madness? That it is now. How can women not inherit? How can women not be making money? If a woman is making money and she owns a car, won't she employ men? And also men will have a job and be able to take care of their wife. It's a simple logic.
But what do you think about what the last caller said? You know, the last caller.
I've been trying to call you. And
oh, you were not listening. Okay, one of the callers said that what if the man is the breadwinner of the family and he now dies? What will his siblings do since his siblings are depending on him and they don't have work?
The breadwinner of the family, what will his siblings do? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, that's what the caller said. Yes.
The siblings too will find work now. Are they going to be waiting for somebody that is dead or somebody that... They also find work. They should be hustling. They should be doing their own stuff too now. Are they waiting for anyone? Then, Sandra, the second one that you spoke about, that
the Lambo
cryptocurrency.
Mm.
You see that angle?
Mm-hmm.
You see this government? They have succeeded in doing two things this year.
Okay.
This Nigerian is very, very watchful and mindful of it.
Okay.
The first one is Twitter. The second one is this cryptocurrency. You see these two angles there? They affected the economy. That's why many people are broke. You understand?
Okay.
That's why many people are not traveling. Which insecurity? How many insecurities on the road? If you put Jesus on the road, we'll pass. Where is the money to enter the bus and pass the road? You get?
Okay.
So insecurity is not our problem. Nigerians need money. I need ego. We need cash. Let the government open the economy. Let everybody be soft. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much. Let everybody be soft, he says. Okay, let me go to WhatsApp. We've got comments on WhatsApp, right? Sandra, we keep talking about the man. When the woman dies, is the husband supposed to take everything too? It's usually not even a conversation. Like, it doesn't even come up. It's taken for granted that whatever she owns belongs to her husband and children. That's why we don't talk about it, because it's taken for granted, my good friend. Thank you for your message. Sandra, the law to abolish dehumanizing practices against widows is very important. But first things first, we must insist on the electoral laws to remove bad leaders and liabilities in government. See, these guys are wonderful and persistent on remaining in power. Each time they throw things that appear juicy, we should always ask for the electoral laws. This is how party primaries was used to distract us. Let's be vigilant. Ajulu Chukwu with that message there. I believe we can walk and chew gum at the same time. And the entire job of a legislator is to make laws and amend laws. That means that every day they go to work, they're supposed to look at laws that they can pass. That means that they're not sitting in that place from morning till night looking at just one law. Sometimes they're looking at just one law. Sometimes they're looking at multiple. Most times they're looking at multiple laws. So, yes, we should keep asking for electoral laws, but there are other laws that they can pass as well. And this amendment to the VAP Act is one of them. Sandra, my name is Stanley from Mowe. For the proposed law, what happens if the woman did not give birth for the late husband and wants to get married to another man? What happens to the man's wealth? Why are you looking into another man's wealth, though? If he is married and, she didn't have children, he married her. For those of you who are religious and, are always confusing your religion with your culture, the Bible did say that the man will leave his father and mother and become one with the woman. Right? It's written right there in the Bible. It didn't say the woman will leave. It said the man will leave and become one with the woman. So that means that whatever is his is hers. Whatever is hers is his. So if he passes on before they have children, that's unfortunate, but it's irrelevant. Because what is his is hers. Good afternoon, Sandra. The ordeals of widows in our society is rooted in the place of the woman in our culture. The woman is married by the family for the man. She's unfortunately considered a commodity that can be acquired and transferred. Daddy Oshibote with that message there. Sandra, compliments of the season. My name is Edda in Afibo South of Ebonyi State. In my place, a woman can't inherit properties that belong to the husband's family or lineage. Vincent from Oba there. All right, Vincent. Thank you for your message. We've got this one here. My name is Sunday. I hope the House will also consider the law that says a man should marry their wife's bodies if she was not fully married before she died. Yes, I hope that the VAP Act also extends to that, because I think that that's a ridiculous law. Sandra, why are people calling to condemn the bill? I see nothing wrong with this bill. Please let them pass it to help these women. Enough is enough. This tradition of a thing has caused a lot of sadness and evil to widows. Sean, with that message there. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, good to have you on the show.
Yeah. You see, in the my name is Ondigo from Sabayala.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Thank you. In the morning, we were discussing something like this with Sharif.
Okay.
And then I said something, and I want to say it again for the people that not hear it early in the morning.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
In Akeze, where I came from, Akeze is in Ebonyi State, by the way.
Okay.
We do things very differently. It's okay. Not like other cultures. But related.
Okay.
You see, if a man marries a wife and the man dies, you understand? In our case, nobody, no nephew, no brother, no sister, no uncle, nobody will lay hands on his property, on the property.
That's nice.
The property belongs to the wife and the children.
That's nice.
I'm telling you. And if the woman did not have any children, the same thing. Because in my culture, the woman will be there. If she likes, she will go and adopt a child in the name of the dead husband. You understand? And the family will accept her, and she will bear children. If she wants to bear children, if she have the capacity to bear children, she will bear children in the name of the dead husband, and everything will belong to her. So we don't do, if somebody dies, then you go and start claiming his property. We press claim the property and divide away the woman from the family. In Akeze, we don't do that. Akeze is in Ebonyi State. Okay. Let's tell the person that from Akeze call also. The person will tell the same thing. That's the way we do.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to share how you do in your place. Thank you very much. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Victor.
Victor, you're calling our number for women. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Hey, Chimezie on the line.
Chimezie, welcome. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been listening to you since, and I'm very, very grateful on the discussion we are discussing.
Okay.
Me, I come from Misa Langwasat in Abia State.
Okay.
If a man died in my place, the family or the brothers of the late husband don't have any right to be dragging the property of the dead husband with the woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we do in my place.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we do. We don't used to begin to drag the motor, the house, the land, and whether the woman gets female child or not, the property of the late husband belongs to the woman. So I don't know if other people normally begin to drag another brother's property and the wife and the children is there. That is very, very wrong. We don't do that in Inshallah or certain other states.
But all right. Thank you very much for calling. Well, it happens in a lot of other cultures. That's why now there's a law, or there's about to be a law, hopefully, if it passes and the president signs. There will be a law outlawing it. Bernardo Adode on Facebook says, this law should be soft-pedaled. We are in a peculiar society where poverty and desperation reign supreme. We already are a society where 85% of the women are already landladies. Does this law not seem to eliminate all men and create more landladies? Bernardo, did you really think about what you typed before you typed it? We've got Ambassador Daniel Amakor who says, on travels, Aba is really empty. I feel like the overall chief of security staff is here. I don't know what that means, but okay. Francis Stevens says, for me, I don't know why the National Assembly wastes everyone's time by these meaningless laws, meaningless to you, which they know as state laws and can only be implemented when it's domesticated by state legislators. Well, at the moment, we have a lot of states that have domesticated the VAP Act, so it wouldn't be a problem to get them to domesticate this amendment as well. Why don't they try and remove the Sharia law from the Constitution if indeed we are a secular state? Well, we can move for them to do that. It was civil society organizations that moved for them to take a look at this particular law. So if Sharia law is that important to you, perhaps organize, and you and the people that care about it enough can, you know, start working towards eliminating it from the constitution. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp. Bioye Yaba says, how can a grown man be depending on a sibling to feed him? It's totally ridiculous entitlement mentality. Women are suffering in this country. Kilo de gan. My sister, na so we see amu. Na so we see am. You know? Caesar from Ikeja says, men don't inherit their wife's properties when they die, but it passes to their nuclear family. The properties of the man belongs to his kids hereafter, not the woman, unless the kids are too young, and that makes her the caretaker. Regarding transportation, my people, the Kalaba people, now use 2 days to get to Cross River because drivers now have to go to River State via Ogoni land. But the robbery on that road is legendary, making them sleep over till morning before proceeding to Akwaibom and Cross River respectively. They claim IPOB attacks their vehicle because they don't support Biafra. Caesar from Ikeja, thank you very much. I disagree that if a man dies, his property doesn't go to his wife, but we are in a primitive society, so it makes sense that a lot of you believe that. Sana, the police are basically authorized armed robbers extorting the citizens, and I wonder why the government is silent. That's a message from Jack. Jack, thank you for messaging us. We've got a message here for those who are making a case for a man who is dependent on by his siblings. What about a woman who is majorly bankrolling her husband? I held the same topic in one of the forums I regularly organize in my church, and I was highly displeased with what I got from my members. The point is that we deliberately choose to be barbaric here, and more saddening, we reference the Bible and Quran. Even the olden days, people who didn't see the future clearly with their laws and traditions made laws. This law has to be passed. Adeshino from Matogun with that message. President Sandra, any custom and law contradicting the word of God is totally unacceptable to me. I don't believe or practice them. For the widow, I support the legislators to pass a law against the inhuman treatments they pass through in the name of culture that denies them their rights after the death of their husbands. All right, Pastor, you may need to relocate to... I don't even think that there are any Christian states. So maybe relocate to Saudi Arabia because, I mean, I'm sure you drive and you wear your seatbelt. Well, maybe you don't drive. But, you know, there are laws in Nigeria that you obey, except you're telling me that you don't obey laws, Pastor. Thank you very much for your message. Sandra, it's true and nothing but the truth that people are not traveling for Christmas this year. I actually traveled on the 23rd and getting to the village, I couldn't find a single friend of mine. I had to leave immediately. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Robert says, I'm against this law proposed by the lawmakers. Why do they think that the man must first die? Is anything wrong if the woman dies first and the man takes good care of the children? We men are really suffering. Robert, I feel your pain. Everyone will do what they do them. Let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Auntie Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, ma?
This is Mrs. Adetokunbo on the line.
All right, welcome back.
My question is that, what if the man who died don't have anything? The children, who will train them?
You know. The wife will train them.
Me, the wife. And I'm not doing anything. What of the husband children, the husband brothers?
They are only there for if the husband has something. If the husband doesn't have anything, then the children are your problem.
No help, even though from government.
Oh, sorry. Thank you for calling. But that's also why, you know, everybody should have a job. I'm not a subscriber of don't have a job. If you're a woman, get a job. If you're a man, get a job. That's also why we had a huge conversation sometime this year about, you know, work-at-home wives and what they are entitled to money-wise, you know? 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, we are going to kill a big goat today.
You're calling the wrong number. You're calling the number for women. Go and call the number for men, yeah? 99.3, hello.
Is that...
Eh?
Koboko calling back.
Koboko, welcome back. Hello? Oh, call back. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Ibikunle calling from Lucky Five by
Ibikunle, compliments of the season. Welcome.
Thank you. And what I see there is, you know, the family should be the one to administer the property. That is the honest truth.
Okay.
Yes, they should be the one to administer it.
Okay.
And I want to say, if you know that the family of your husband is not good, don't marry from there.
Okay.
If they are the type that will come at the end of the day and sit over the property, don't marry from there.
Okay.
If the culture, okay, it's not favorable to the woman. That is the way they do it. That they will just come and sit over the property. Don't marry from there.
Okay.
But I have a strong belief that the family should be the one to administer the property. Administering the property now means that, okay, this one should be, for, of course, they will consider the woman. They will equally, for example, the man has a mother, an aged one for that matter, and the man has been the one taking care of the mother. So the woman, just because the child dies now, should continue to suffer. That is not. So if the family is the one in my own side now, they are the one that will administer the arrangement.
Where's your side?
Of course, I'm from Yoruba extraction.
Where? What part of Yoruba land?
Ogun, Ogun.
Where in Ogun State?
Sagamu.
Okay. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Okay. So, in fact, when a man dies, the family stands and they make the burial arrangement because he's their son. So the family should be the one to administer whatever that is left behind for the man.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ibikunle. Of course, I completely disagree with Ibikunle. We've got Ubong who says, the idea of siblings depending on one person is the most ridiculous idea in Nigerian culture. Once a person gets married, his nuclear family is paramount. And yes, his wife and children should go with everything. His siblings should go and get a job. Every adult should be responsible for himself. Ubong, thank you for your message. If the late man is the breadwinner of the family, why should his grown-up siblings depend on him in the first place? If the family claims everything from the widowed woman, let them remember they cannot handle the property better than the late husband, which means that they will squander the forcefully inherited property and leave the family left behind by the late man hopeless. See, for instance, some men always struggle to make sure the first thing they can achieve is a house, probably because they believe that death can catch up with them anytime. And he wouldn't want his wife and children to suffer accommodation because he knew accommodation is a priority of human need. So should one family now come to claim the house and leave the woman and children homeless? When the man is struggling to build the house, his wife and children starved for it. So one lazy family member will now come and claim the house the woman and his children starved and suffered for? Are they joking? Salamaiti with that message there. Salamaiti, thank you very much. President Sandra, I believe that we should first look at the systems of marriage we have. We have marriage under the Act, which is marriage between the two to the exclusion of all third parties. Then we have marriage under traditional law and customs. This includes Nikahi marriage, which is taken as marriage between families. In a marriage under the Act, where the man dies and he was supporting his extended family, the family would have to find means of sustenance because the property of the deceased belongs to the woman and her children. Okay, well, that's a long message. We'll take a break. When we come back, I'll finish reading that message. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. He says, in a marriage under the Act where the man dies and he was supporting his extended family, the family would have to find means of sustenance because the property of the deceased belongs to the woman and her children. If the man has children outside the marriage, those children are inclusive. In a marriage under traditional law and customs, it would be dependent on the customs operating in that particular locality. Members of families should learn to be nice to each other because that could also be a factor that helps at the end of the day. All right. I'm guessing what that means is, ladies, for those of you who are unmarried, gentlemen as well, if you love that woman that you're currently dating and you want to protect her, if you come from a family of vultures, please make sure you marry her in a court of law under the Marriage Act. That way, the law at least is on your side. We've got more people sending us messages. Valentine says, I beg go, when the man was building a wealth with his family, what was his family members doing? Last, let all men have a will, I beg, because whether a law is made or not, a woman and her kids will still be marginalized. Also, in some situations, a not-so-good woman will also squander a man's wealth if she's not a good wife. Sandra, what now happens in the situation where the man who died married the first wife by court, but the second wife by traditional marriage? Why can't the Senate make both wives also as equals regarding sharing? Why should the court marriage weigh more over traditional marriage based on sharing? Who will look into this, Sandra? Well, the person who will look into that is the man himself. If you don't want your wives to squabble over whatever it is you leave behind when you die, write a will. That's it. And it's not difficult to write a will. Lawyers will do it for as cheap as, you know, let me not call any price so that lawyers who are listening to me will not kill me. But please, find a lawyer. Lawyers are everywhere. Find one, write a will. That solves your problem. Huh? Especially if the second wife has lived the most for many years with a man, while the first wife resides abroad for the most part of the same years, pretty much as a separated partner without any marital duties being performed. Mike, divorce the first wife. If both of you have been separated for a while, why not just make it official and divorce? If she's divorced, then she's not entitled to your property, which means your property may automatically go to the second wife. But if you want to make sure that the lines are very, very clear, no ambiguity whatsoever, when they write a will. Ogala Ron is not expensive to do. Eh? Write a will, my brother, my sister, you too, babe. Go write will. And they tell you, write will. You're doing yourself a favor. Eh, my guy, write a will. You understand me? Contact a lawyer today. Trust me. I know that you hear lawyer and hey, oh, it's expensive. It's not that expensive. I swear, it's not expensive. If you have property that you're worried about your brothers coming to take when you die or your sisters coming to take when you die, that means you have small money that you can use to write will. When they write a will. Eh? Let's leave story for Beatty. Eh? Write that will. Write it today. Okay? Mm-hmm. Coming up is the business news. When that is done, we're going to bring you the glass ceiling. And on today's glass ceiling, we'll look back at all the stories we covered on Hard Facts this year. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media.